proclamation number 8463 dated the April 10th, 1963. Jesus suffered immeasurably. You should always remember how much the man Jesus has suffered on your behalf because his love wanted to help you free yourselves from Satan's bondage. He has taken upon himself all your guilt and suffered enormous pain as atonement for this guilt and ultimately paid for this guilt with the most excruciating death on the cross. And although you are repeatedly confronted with the magnitude of his sacrifice and the extent of his suffering, it is emotionally impossible for you to empathize with this pain. And yet you should remember it often in order to understand his immense love for you, which was the reason for his act of salvation. His soul was pure and immaculate. It came from the highest realms of light into the dark, sinful world. It came to a human race which was sinful because of its former apostasy from God and which continued to sin during its earthly life because it was influenced by God's adversary, who constantly provoked it into committing AC 28th of the 12th, 1962 TS of unkindness, and whom it could not resist because it was completely weakened by the burden of the original sin. The people themselves lived in dense darkness and therefore could not know Thessal's enemy, and thus they were in a state of acute spiritual distress and without help would never have been able to free themselves from it either. And Jesus took mercy on this human race. They were his fallen brothers who would have remained eternally separated from the Father, and thus he wanted to help them. He wanted to show them the way of return to the Father's house again. Jesus voluntarily offered himself for an act of atonement, the magnitude of which cannot be understood by you humans. He suffered physically and psychologically because whatever could be done to torment him, whatever could be done to cause him suffering and pain, was done by people who were followers of the adversary, who sought to prevent the act of salvation with all his might. But what the soul had to endure in the region of the Lord of Darkness at the hands of his servants and accomplices is inconceivable to you humans. Because it came from a divine, bright realm and descended into hell, into the dark region of God's adversary, where the soul now had to suffer intense torment since all sinfulness and darkness affected it painfully, because everything unspiritual clung to it and attempted to pull it into the bottomless abyss. But it resisted. It used the strength out of God. Because Jesus' soul was filled with love, and this love was its strength which enabled it to accomplish the act of salvation. Jesus saw people's wretched condition on earth. He saw their weakness and their blindness, and with his love he began to fight his adversary who controlled humanity, who had pushed them into disaster and sought to prevent them from breaking away from it. He, Jesus, opposes hate and evil actions with his love. And this love was stronger than hate. It defeated the opponent. Love sacrificed itself for other people, and with his death on the cross love had purchased humanity's freedom from bondage. 10th of the 4th, 1963. The price had been very high. He had paid the ultimate for people's guilt of sin. He had sacrificed himself. He had proven to the adversary that love is stronger than hate, that love can accomplish everything, that it does not even fear death if it wanted to give freedom to the enslaved by this means, if it wanted to lead the dead back to life again, if it could snatch the captivated from its dungeon master. No pain and torture was too much for the man Jesus to abandon the act of salvation, because his mercy for the sinful humanity was so profound that he did not fear anything any longer and obediently and willingly accepted death, that prior to this he suffered excruciating pains for the sake of humanity's sins. And when you humans remember this, then you must rush to him with intense love, You must hasten under the cross in order to belong to those for whom the human being Jesus has shed his blood. You have to be so imbued with the strength of his love that you respond to it from the bottom of your hearts and completely give yourselves to him, to eternally become and remain his own. You cannot contemplate his suffering and death often enough, and then you will constantly draw closer to him when you consider that every pain he had taken upon himself should have been suffered by you in order to make amends for the immense guilt, and that he has redeemed you from it. This was only possible due to the love within him. And this love was God himself, which totally permeated the man Jesus and gave him the strength to complete the act of mercy and defeat the adversary, because love is the strength to which even God's adversary had to succumb, so that he has to let go of those souls who are walking the path to the cross, who acknowledge Jesus Christ as the divine Savior and who pray to him for forgiveness of the guilt. Amen.